Hi guys, this is Prachi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. And if you have not yet done, so please hit that share and subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Well guys, spring is officially here. The air is fresh and breezy and everything seems to sparkle with renewed energy. It is undoubtedly the most delightful season and my favorite part of the year. Yes, actually, you know, the environment is lush green with bright leaves, beautiful flowers, buzzing bees and colorful butterflies. Yes, I mean, the spring is such a healthy season with fresh air and sunshine. It creates happiness, motivation and positivity among all. And I guess it paves the way for creative thinking. Apart from this, for me, spring season is all about shopping. Yes, because you know, after all, it is the flawless time to start shopping for those floral maxi dresses, you know, strappy dresses, or for footwear, ideal for breezy, lively and sunny filled days ahead. Well, if you want to know more about my favorite spring shoe trends, please tune into one of my previous episodes, and I have already shared the link in the show notes. Okay, so coming back to the episode, the beauty of this season can be seen all through the natural world, not only in nature. Actually, it is also the time when we all want to update our home decor so that we can welcome spring in each and every corner of our home, right? It's all about to reflect that refreshing ambience. And as I said, spring has always been my absolute favorite time of year, and I just love decorating my home for this vibrant season. Actually, transitioning from winter to spring home decor is a beautiful process, I believe. You know, if you remember one of my blog posts which I did on Wabi Sabi home, Wabi Sabi is all about performing realism in life, appreciating the magnificence of imperfection instead of trying to improve it. On the contrary, spring decor is all about new beginnings. It is a time to get rid of the surplus stuff stockpiled all along the year. And I guess the easiest and most enjoyable approach to achieve this is to perform some spring cleaning. Well, I personally prefer offering a minimalistic look to my home, kind of a fresh, organized and decluttered space to create an atmosphere that truly embraces the spirit of the season. I just like to keep all areas of my home sorted by putting away all the additional bits and pieces, whether it be weighty blankets, throw pillows or those flashy extra decor items. Everything just needs to go inside the closet during springtime. It is all about creating a relaxed, soothing and peaceful leeway for me. Well, I guess every year I look for ways to decorate my home for spring on a budget. I feel it is all about, you know, just keep your eyes open and know what to look for. And it is just a simple step. You can definitely create stunning springtime decor on a limited budget. With a few smart design choices and strategic updates, your home can have the look and feel of a high-end magazine, trust me, without breaking the bank. So today I'm just going to share some affordable DIY springtime interior home design ideas. So let's get started. Number 1. Window blinds. Well, I guess how you dress your windows can make or break the look of your house. The best looking yet affordable option for springtime is cane or bamboo window blinds. Actually, it adds visual interest and at the same time it is a budget friendly decor option. You can also make window blinds out of old rich saris with, you know, bold, bright and floral spring motifs. For a rich touch, you can use brocade from old saris as borders on the blinds. Again, another option is for opting for transparent floral fabrics or, you know, those sheer curtains. They are also a great way to add a dash of those spring vibes indoors. Or if you are looking for really budget-friendly option, then you can also try to get a chic maker to come home and make personalized window blinds for you. Number 2. bed linen and runners. You can use creative bed linen to make your room look attractive. Again, just convert any old silk sari into a luxurious bed cover, or choose bed and pillow covers in a dazzling array of spring shades, you know, like those pink, yellow and lavender, to include the definitive spring aura. Apart from silk, fabrics such as linen and cotton works best. To add a more designer touch, make a runner out of spring-inspired textiles and place it on the foot of your bed. Also note that a runner should be at least 30 inches in width and about 24 inches longer than the width of your bed. Number 3. Okay, so just get inexpensive indoor plants, or what do you call as faux flowers. I just usually crave for colors, and if you're like me, well, get indoor flowering plants or those beautiful faux flowers. From the charming silk pink anthurium with heart-shaped leaves, you know, to pleasant African violet. There are various options for adding to your home decor for the spring season. Also, such flowers are the best alternative if you want to accessorize spaces where you would not put a jar or vase, you know. And you can find such inexpensive flowers, decorative flowers, at affordable prices online. So no worries. Number 4. Using fresh cut flowers. Actually, it is a no-brainer. Yes, using fresh cut flowers is a delightful and inexpensive way to decorate your home for the spring season. Just go to your garden and grab some fresh flowers and you are all set. But if you don't have your own garden, you can pick up some budget flowers from the nearest shop or store or whatever and just place them in beautiful vases according to your choice. Well, I usually prefer vintage vases, mason jars, or you know, those colorful glass bottles for the floral arrangement. It offers a more country core look to your settings. Number 5. Floral wallpaper and vibrant wall art. Trust me guys, it can just do magic to your home decor. Wallpaper or spring wall art can change the whole look of any room in a moment. Floral wallpapers inspired by traditional botanical art are soothing and exhilarating at the same time. Hanging lots of similar size photographs framed in black against a pastel background will add warmth to your home. Hang them either on one wall in the living room or along a staircase, you know, or if you have a large bare wall and you don't have the budget to buy paintings, just place a mirror on that wall. Your space will look spacious, vibrant, and more cheerful. Number 6. Pick popular spring decor color schemes. Well, I guess every space has a distinctive vibe and the lighting affects the particular space in the maximum possible way. Although paint is one of the simplest and easiest ways to influence your spring interior decor, DIY walls or, you know, painting those extravagant furniture pieces in color palette like gray, white or lighter pastels can just totally change the whole look of any space in no time. Number 7. Creative DIY lighting. Yes. Actually, I believe balanced lighting is important because it helps reduce shadows to craft an even tone in a given space. So, adding ceiling-mounted ambient lighting along with supplemental DIY lights like glass bottle pendant lamps, hemp or bamboo hanging lamps, garden lanterns or lanterns made from recycled wine bottles are the finest options to illuminate the specific areas, particularly indoors and outdoors as well. Number 7. Now it is the most interesting one and kind of a bonus point for all of us, including me. Well, the trick is to visit local and flea markets. Yes, you heard it right. Visiting local and flea markets always work. Actually, it is the key to doing a great home on a budget. Just keep your eyes open. Visit to your nearest local market or flea markets. It is a great place to pick up affordable knickknacks and They are just kind of second-hand bazaars which display various options for extravagant home decor, from bean bags, bamboo furniture, wooden chairs, anything like an antique clock, blue glass bottles, old gramophones, anything. These are just the finest options to give that perfect rich look to your room. You can use these as statement pieces all over the house to enhance the character, not only for the spring season but all year round. Guys, budget spring decor is possible, trust me. There are numerous cheap yet elegant ways to create a springtime atmosphere in your home. And I hope these quick and easy spring home decor tips must have inspired you. Let me know what are your favorite budget spring decor ideas you'll be trying at home. I would love to know. So this is it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Closet to Curtains. Let me know what you thought about the episode. Leave your feedback, comments, send me a voice message. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can message me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Insta, send me a mail. Just give us your review and ratings. And if you are not an Apple Podcast user, the best way to support this podcast is by taking the screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Closet to Curtains. So see you very soon with the next episode. Till then, sending you lots of love. Bye.